When Yin Marsh walks down the streets of Berkeley, where she lives, she draws little attention. A grey-haired Asian lady is hardly an uncommon sight in the San Francisco Bay Area. But she isn't from China or Taiwan or Malaysia.
I assumed I was Indian.
She grew up in India playing with Indian friends until everything changed.
Well, my brother came running back home one day, you know, crying. And I said, what happened? He said, well, the kids are making fun of me. They're saying Ching Chong Chinaman.
It was 1962. India and China were at war over the border along the Himalayas. And Yin and thousands of other Chinese were picked up from their homes, packed into a train, and sent across the country to the Deoli internment camp in the deserts of Rajasthan in western India.
And then all of a sudden, overnight, we were looked upon as enemy aliens, and it was a very hard thing.
Recently, Yin and a group of Chinese ex-internees, including another Bay Area resident, Joy Ma, came to India to delve into that forgotten story.
We have yet to meet anybody who knows about this story, about this history.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Indo-China War lasted about a month. The Chinese internment lasted over 4 or 5 years. No one was charged with espionage, but there was no apology, no reparations. Michael Cheng's family of 13 was taken to Deoli from the hill station of Darjeeling for 22 months.
Can you imagine, you know, like my father, just a regular businessman. Both hands got chained, and the feet got chained, and dragged out of the shop like a prisoner. Quite a humiliation story.
They lost everything they owned, a lodging business, a restaurant, a shoe shop. The internment led to a Chinese exodus from India. Michael lives in South Carolina now.
Because of the mistrust, right, that's why we had to leave the country.
Deoli was not a concentration camp, but they were scared. Life was harsh, the food was bad, the rice half-cooked. Once, Ian says, they were served camel.
They didn't know how to cook it, so they just probably chopped it all up and put it in a big pot. And then when we were served, we had to go and get our ration and brought back in a pot. And there were these things floating around, you know, like little tubes and
intestine and all the things thrown into it.
Some of the Chinese, unused to the desert heat, died of sunstroke. The children lost out on something they didn't even realize, says Michael.
So education is the biggest loss, you know. I mean, that age, that 6, 7, 8 years old, you are on the learning age, we are behind the barbed wire.
For years, they never talked about it.
You see, I never heard my father talking about that, but all the time I see my father's have a really worried face.
Yin remembers going to a talk marking the 60th anniversary of the Japanese internment in the U.S.
They didn't talk either for 40 years or so. You know, they kept quiet. And then when they started coming out, then they got this whole momentum to do something about it. Perhaps we are starting something now. I don't know.
She wrote a memoir about those days, Doing Time with Nehru. Nehru being India's prime minister at that time. Stephen Wan, another ex-internee now living in Canada, says he told his colleagues that he was from Taiwan.
You know, if I say, oh, I was born in India, blah, 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 and then, you know, it just reminds me of all the humiliation I received, and I just couldn't take it.
This is his first trip back in 46 years, and the memories are still raw and fresh, even as he remembers a camp life of teenage games, of shooting pigeons with a makeshift slingshot, and a little girl he liked.
I shoot a pigeon, I clean up all the feather and all, you know, just ready to be cooked. And just because the little girl I love, give it to her father to cook the bird for her, you know. Just to give myself a meal, you know. I still remember the girl's name, Li Feng. I was released after 2 years, and I don't know where the girl is now. I still remember to this day.
The Deoli internees wrote to the Indian Prime Minister, but never got a reply. Even if there's no apology, they want a memorial. and they want some answers, some from the government, some more personal.
In India or maybe she's somewhere in North America or Europe, just to know, you know, just know where she is. And that's the sad part of the story.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.